Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Elfrida Love Show. Where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight because I have the opportunity to share this night with you as we go into our book study, A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God by Dr. Elfrida Emmanuel Love. And this book is doing so well. It's all in Barnes & Noble's. And it's all over the world, even in the UK, which I'm so excited. I just found out about 2 or 3 days ago. But I'm so excited about what God is doing and what he's going to continue to do. And so without further ado, I would like to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to start out by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing each person who we were able to interact with, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being called within your kingdom. We thank you for the blessings that we've already received, Lord. And we thank you for the blessings we're going to receive. We ask that we continue to just uplift and magnify who you are and continue to allow you to be the focus and to allow you to be bold in our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just a good life and a great day and just many more days to come. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the surprises. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the great thing that is on the horizon. And then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, with each step of our journey, would you lead and guide us, Heavenly Father, and help us to be better for you. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask, would our eyes continue to look towards the hills? We ask, would our ears continue to hear your voice? And would our feet continue to walk into the will of God? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you've done, the things you're going to do, and the things that we've asked you, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you continue to keep us near the cross and continue to help us to understand your perfect will and help us, Heavenly Father, to be great thinkers as we are and help us to be great doers as well, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, as we sum up this particular prayer and as we conclude this particular prayer, we ask that we'd never be out of your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Now listen, this is my favorite part because I love, love, love to speak about God, especially in the comfort of my home. And so we're going to begin with the introduction of A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God. And within this book, and you can get out a sheet of paper if you like, but the most important thing is hearing the voice of God and what God wants us to do, because this is a journey. The reason why we started this book study is because God gave me a revelation, and God says that you're going to be on a journey, and it's a journey of success. And God says that throughout this journey of success, he says that, you know, God says he always wants to be the forefront. He always wants to be, God always wants to be the show. And so God says in order for him to do that, he says we have to be still and know that he's God. And we have to sit and allow God to work. And so within this book, Perfecting Our Walk on a Daily Basis, God says that this is a spiritual guide on the go. He says because life is like an hourglass, right? And throughout life, he says we must make sure that we continue to walk, we keep going. Because what happens is, and this is conversational as well, and I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to my audience here, and I have over 60 people on the line. What happens is in this journey is that people want to overpower or overshadow God. And when we talk about overpower and overshadow, we don't pray before we make huge decisions. God blesses us with, I mean, just a plethora of things. And when he blesses us, he wants us to take care of it. He wants us to utilize it in a way that would be of service to our family, to others, and to ourselves. Say your name, Afrida. I just heard about 60, 70 names. Okay, great. Okay, so God wants us to take great care of it. But God says that as we continue to look at our hearts, right, God says we have to exercise as well. He says that's very symbolic. When he speaks about exercise, he's talking about our faith. He's talking about our patience. Because God has a journey for us no matter what. And he says nobody can stop it. I want you to know that. Because I have a lot of people on here, and I was reading some inboxes earlier today. Nobody can stop this journey that God has. And this book was written in 2014. But God says that this is the time to begin to minister and to begin to walk into the path that God has called us. And so when we look at this book, I'm going to be speaking to you in Revelation and also some things that I've written. And I'm going to give you time to look at Scripture because this is therapy. God calls it therapy. He says any time that, for instance, if we don't exercise and we begin exercising, all of a sudden our body goes into shock. Like, what are you doing? And he says some things are going to hurt in this journey. But God says that you're on the right path. And he says he has something for you. And I'm going to tell you this. Between tomorrow, God's will, and Monday, expect something great. If you're listening right now, I'm not saying if you're listening, if you're going to listen tomorrow or if you're going to listen a week from now or a month from now, expect something. God says just be still. And God uses a term, he says, go with the flow. He says, but understand that everything is going to be temporary. Nothing is going to be concrete. And when we talk about temporary, God is speaking of your storms. He's speaking of your situation, where you're at this particular time. Now, God is only showing three people. He's only showing three individuals what this is going to happen to. Who's listening? Three individuals. And with this, let me go ahead and explain this because this is very important, right? God has already approved, given the approval of your blessing already. And all you need is God. That's it. All you need is God. This is the thing. God has given you the increase. God has given you the increase, but you're going to have to manage it well. And I mean, when I say manage it well, speak about manage it well, because what has happened is, and I've experienced this before, God has made this happen so quick, right, that you're not going to have time to ask how did this happen. You're not going to have time for any of that. And this is only something from God. You wasn't expecting it. It's not going to be expected. It's just going to pop up just like that. That's how quick it's going to be, in a twinkling of an eye. And so, get ready for it. But we have this book study. And in this book study, we're going to strategically walk. There's a certain way when God has called you that you have to walk. And we're not talking about prim and proper. We're not talking about all that. We're talking about how we walk out to our destiny. That's what we're talking about. Okay? So, we are in a phase, God says, a season of happiness. And I believe it. Ever since we've started performing that heart surgery and the study, it's a total different world. And I'm speaking to you. This is a conversational, and I know most of you said, I just want to listen because I'm coming broken and I just want to listen, and that's fine. But if you want to chime in, just start chiming in. But with this particular ministry and the walking and all this good stuff, it's very strategic, and not everybody is called, okay? And God is speaking three, from tomorrow until Monday. And it's going to be pretty quick, be fast, in a twinkling of an eye. And it's a good thing, God says. It's a good thing. And when it comes, God says you accept because it's from God. As I said before, this is a season of happiness. And when I say that, I'm speaking about Christ. The type of happiness that Christ gives, nobody can take that away. It's on a daily basis where you're just excited, you're happy. And as I said before, there are three individuals. And God is going to just put it just like that. I mean, it happened so quick. You don't have time to, you don't even know what happened. It happened so quick. And that's how good God is. So it's coming. Get ready. And all you say is, yes, Lord. That's all you can say. If God gives it, I say take it. Accept it. But, once again, I'm going to reiterate this. It's very important. Very important. You have to take care of what God gives you. It's very important. That includes me. And actually, I'm in that number. You have to take care of what God is giving you. Because this is pretty big. And you have to take care of it. Okay? So, let's talk a little bit about the journey. And this is the introduction, and we're going to take a little self-evaluation quiz. It says, basically, throughout life, we must learn to stand on the Word of God. That is the basis or the premise of everything that we do, standing on the Word of God. When we look at, for instance, the commandments, when we look at what God instructs us to do on a daily basis, we must continue to stand on the Word of God. And in this journey, and I'm speaking to everybody now, but I'm especially speaking to the three. In this journey, sometimes you're going to have to go alone because God has distinguished you. Think about it. When you're a distinguished graduate, there's only a few. Only a few people can be distinguished, right? And so sometimes you have to stand on the Word of God alone. And the thing about it is, God says it's the Word that will sustain you, that will sustain us in our lifetime because it's electrifying. He calls it powerful. He says it culminates into a powerful relationship with Jesus Christ. He says so when those storms that we were talking about come and when all of those things come, he says that it won't really affect you. It won't. He says why? He says because his Word is electrifying. Calls it electrifying, right? He says before we were even created, he says he created the world. And he says because he has created the world, he says the world is temporary. It's a temporary home for us, as I said before, not elevate. He says, but in his timing, he wants to open up the windows of heaven. He wants to open up the doors. And he says it's three from tomorrow to next week, three people who are going to receive huge blessings from God. And God says the main thing is to make sure that you take care of these blessings. It's very important. He says because we've been faithful over a few things, little things. We've been thankful. We didn't complain to God. Okay? So he says this world is temporary. So don't get comfortable. We talked about that. don't get comfortable, right, in where you are now. Don't get comfortable in your storm. Don't get comfortable. Because God says he can give it, but he can take it away. And he says, but when he has given it unto you, and we begin to stand on the word of God, and we begin to take care of what he's given us, he says that you shall keep it. Okay? God says that in St. John 14 and 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. These spoken words, God says that there are two meanings of I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare. In this particular instance, God says that he's already prepared prosperity for you. And he's speaking to the three. Prosperity. He says knowledge. He says elevation. He says everything that you touch, in Jesus' name, it will succeed. The world would never understand why God chose such a one at this particular hour. The world would never understand how in the world could something like that happen that quick. The world would never understand, but guess what? The world shouldn't understand, just like we don't understand life and death. We have no clue. We have no idea, right? And so he says, I go to prepare a place for you. God has already had this planned years ago. And God says the place is already prepared. And he's talking about the blessing. He's not talking about really a physical place. He's speaking about the blessing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what he's speaking about. And then it goes on to talk about heaven, right, place. And in Revelations 12 and 7 through 9, we find a war going on. And I'm just giving you a synopsis of war in heaven, right? And Satan basically wanted to take over heaven, and God says, oh, no. And Satan was taken out of heaven. And guess what? This is something that God really wants us to focus on, and this is for everybody. God says that Satan was very great at what he did. Satan could sing. Satan could do all these things. But nobody can overpower God, right? He says there's a war going on in heaven. And God talks about a spiritual war that some people will experience. And he talks about the war was never prescribed to anyone. People just ran to the war because they believed in negativity. They believed in negative people. And so they ran to the war instead of continuing to move towards God. And God says that when you receive this blessing, be sure to keep walking in the direction where God is, which means continue to pray, okay? Continue to fast. Continue to go through this heart surgery procedure that God has taken us through. Continue to follow the commandments of God, because God says that you're going to have the tendency, some. He says, you have the tendency to run to a war when that battle is not even yours. It doesn't belong to you, so why are you going? Right? And so God is getting ready to do something huge in your life. And yes, I'm speaking to you. And you know exactly, I'm going to be very just specific. I'm not going to say any names. But God is speaking to you. God says, he is going to bless you. You've been, just in a storm. You've lost a lot of things. And now God is going to bless you. And he's going to bless you immensely. And when God does that, he says, take care of it. Some of it will be monetary, yes. He says, take care of it. Don't just, because you have, don't just go and splurge. Spend. Give back to God. Give God some of that. God is going to bless you with more than that, because his grace is sufficient. But God says that he has to do this because he's building up individuals who can inspire who can have individuals or people turn from their wicked ways. He says, so he takes care of his own. And he says he takes care of what they need, and he takes care of what they want, the desires of their heart. And I believe it. I really do. I believe it. Things happen just like that. And you have no idea how it happened. No idea. So this message here in the introduction says to stand on the word of God, because we're on a journey and we're going somewhere. And as I said before, it's over 100 people on this line. And God is going to bless us a group. Sometimes in our study, he may call 3 people. He may call 5. He may call 50. I don't know. But in this particular section that we're in, he's calling 3 people. And God says, prepare them through the word of God. He says, tell them to keep standing on the word of God, because the word of God is electrifying. It's powerful. It connects. It's immediate. Connect unto Jesus Christ, our Savior. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And God says he wants to bless the 3. He says heaven is a higher place. You're going to hear naysayers, right? You're going to hear those type people. And we're not talking about people who have suggestions. We're talking about people who speak against the word of God. That couldn't possibly happen. You couldn't possibly do that. That's who we're talking about. We're not even talking about any other thing. Stay focused. People are going to talk. They're going to talk whether you have or you don't have. But in this particular case, God is going to bless you real good. And it's very important. God speaks to one person. He says it's very important that you stay focused on the mission. You continue to be in the word of God, whether you come on this ministry, since you already know, or you go on another ministry. Wherever you go, remember to take the word of God with you. You can get the word of God anywhere. Right, but there are some things that you have to know, because God is getting ready to bless. Okay, now, who are we to worship? Are we to worship people? The answer should be no. Are we to worship? The answer should be no. We are to worship Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. God says in Revelations 22:13, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And guess what? Jesus is the sole proprietor over heaven and our souls. He says he has the last say of everything. And because of that, God says with Revelation, the reason why we read that, he says, is because God is ending the storm. Some of us were in storms and we had no idea. It's an inner storm that we're experiencing because of something that happened a few years ago or in the past. It's an inner storm. And so God says that he is over everything. So the answer to how did this happen? God, why would you choose me? How did I even receive this? I had no idea. God says because he is over the heaven and he's over our souls. Okay? There are many scriptures in the Bible that we're going to look at that proves that Jesus wants us to walk according to his will. We have that in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We have St. Mark 10:46-52, talks about a blind Bartimaeus. And many people, when we look at this, God says, many people will be blind to the fact of the will of God. And that's why I want you to read St. Mark 10:46-52, because we're talking about blind Bartimaeus. Although he was blind and unable to see Jesus, he shouted, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He says, even a blind man called on the name of Jesus. And he says, when we go through those storms, when we go through those things in life, he says, call on the name of Jesus like this blind man did. Right? And many people tried to prevent this man from shouting. And Jesus stood still and commanded the blind man to be called. Right? And so we're able to receive divine breakthroughs if only we keep the faith and ask in Jesus' name. you to read the story of blind Bartimaeus, because God likens this unto people who are spiritually blind. They have no idea what God wants. They have no idea about the happiness that God is bringing in their lives. God is waking us up in the mornings. He's starting us on our way. Right? And we take those things for granted, like God is supposed to wake us up. He's supposed to do that. That's not true. Within the spiritual guide, Perfecting Your Walk, readers, they can find true revelations. It contains activities. And when God promises something to us, it will happen. Numbers 23 and 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? As believers in Christ, we can be assured that God will always remain true to his word. We don't have to worry about God turning away from us. We don't have to worry about God changing his mind, maybe because we thought something we shouldn't be thinking. Okay? We don't have to worry about that. And so as I conclude this little brief introduction, before we go to the purpose of the spiritual guide and the personal faith walk quiz, I want you to know that there are three. And we're not talking about the Hebrew boys, ladies and gentlemen. There are three individuals who's on this line right now. And I'm being very serious. And this is not scripted. I didn't know that God was going to call three people. I had no idea. But there are three people on this line. And I want you to make a fist. And I don't want you to make it tight like we did yesterday. I just want you to barely make a fist. Okay? Barely make a fist. And if you look at your fist, you'll see a little hole, because I told you don't clench your fist closed. You'll see a little hole. God says these three people had faith of a mustard seed. That means that these three people went through some storms in life. And we're talking about within the last 10 years. You've lost some people who's very close to you. This is how we differentiate who God is talking to. One lady has lost her child. And when you look at this fist and you look down, you see nothing but darkness. But God said, you still planted a seed. He says, and you still are sad and depressed. And God is going to bless in a major, major, major way. He's going to bless. And he says, he's going to bless the three. That's who's going first, between now and next week. And he says, continue to look at your fist and continue to look at that hole and look at the darkness. He says, continue. No, look at the darkness. He says, continue to stand on the word of God. Sometimes you're going to have to stand on the word of God alone, because everybody don't believe in God. Everybody don't believe in righteousness. Everybody don't believe that God should be the one that everybody sees, not ourselves. Everybody's not going to deny themselves. Keep looking at your fist, at that dark part of your life. We all should be looking, because we all have a very dark part of our life, every single person. But remember that, as I said before, as you continue to look at the whole, the word of God is very electrifying. Any time that electricity hits something, it's going to light up. And God says, any time that you come in contact with him, only show me your index finger, take it out. There's some light at the end of that tunnel. And God says that within a couple of days, you're going to experience your light. And we're talking about three people, ladies and gentlemen. Leave that finger up and continue to have that fist. God says it's electrifying. Once you declare and decree, and you do love God, there's no question about it, but somewhere along the way, as we spoke about, the mantle has been dropped. Somewhere along the way, depression has set in. Somewhere along the way, and this is only for one person, but three people are going to experience this. Three people are going to experience the favor of God between now and next week. And God says that it's electrifying, the word of God. That's why we have this one finger up. Then God says that this is only a temporary state. Keep looking at the hole. It's only temporary. How do we know God, I've been going through this for years. You're saying, I've lost my child, and it's been years. Look at that hole. Look at your hand. Look at your fist. Do you notice that there's an opening at the bottom? God says that this is only temporary. He says, you're going to go through. We're all going to go through. This goes for everybody now. The whole multitude is 250 people on this line, and I'm not kidding. 250 people listening right now. Listen, we're going to go through those dark places. But God says that all those things, right, all those things that we go through, I want you to just put a piece of paper or tissue, something that won't hurt you, put it through the hole. A penny, whatever you have, a quarter, and I guarantee you to fall. God says, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. You're going through something. There's a dark, it's still dark down there, but guess what? All this stuff that you're going through is going to pass. It has to, because there's an opening. God says there's an opening at the end of the tunnel. Then God says that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Two fingers. God says, I go to prepare a place for you. God says that the doors are getting ready to open. You see those two? Praise God. He says those doors are getting ready to open. He says not one door. He says but two. This is for the three people. And this is serious, y'all. This is the revelation of God. I didn't even know that this was going to happen. I'm here teaching a lesson, and God is showing visuals as well. Put a two up. God says the doors are going to open. He says, but guess what? Look at your hand. Look at your fist. He says, you still have some dark places. He says, but guess what? You can see the light. You're beginning to see the light. Yes, you've lost something very precious to you. Everybody has. God says, but it is your time. It is your turn. The door is open. Okay? Then he says that heaven is the higher place. And he describes a war in heaven between Satan and God, because Satan was beautiful. Satan could sing. Satan could do all these things. But God had to put him out of heaven. There's some things, listen to me, that you're going to have to get out of your life. And look at your hand. You see a two. You see that your thumb is holding on to one, at least one of your fingers. You see that your thumb is holding on. You don't want to let go. These three. It's one person that God is getting ready to bless out of the three. You don't want to let go. You don't want to let go of who hurt you. You don't want to forgive that person. You don't want to let go of what happened to your child. You don't want to let go of anything. You're going to have to let go. You're going to have to let it go. And it's hard. Because if you let that go, then that means that your thumb would not have a big finger to rest on. And you have to let it go. And as we're talking, you're still holding on to that big finger. Holding on to it. And God says, let it go. You have to get rid of some stuff. God says he had to get rid of Satan. Just in humorous terms, God says Satan was driving him nuts, because Satan knew it all. He couldn't learn nothing from God. And God says, I'm over everything. I'm over your life. Satan couldn't understand that. Satan didn't know his place. He had no idea what his place was. And so God says, Satan, I'm sorry. And so there are some things, God showed the parable. He said, there are some things in our lives, and that's everybody, not just this person, this one person out of the three. There's something in all of our lives that we don't want to let go of. Somebody don't want to let go of a divorce. Somebody don't want to let go that their child may have done something. They don't want to forgive their own child. Somebody don't want to let go that somebody made them mad. Let it go. And it's hard. It's time to let it go. Can't keep holding on to things. That's how this hole became dark. Because we keep holding on to matter. Let it go. So here we go. You're going to have three fingers up. Your thumb is not touching anything now. And you still have that baby pinky. I have a baby pinky down. And I need you to be in this position. I need you to have three fingers up. Your thumb, I need you to have your thumb pointed, not touching anything, and I need your pinky finger down. Your thumb is not touching anything. If you notice, there's more light. If you notice, more doors have opened. In this particular incident, there's three doors now. But guess what? There's several doors to enter and exit. God says he's going to bless you going in, and he's going to bless you coming out. He says all three, coming in and going out. This is real, y'all. This is real. And so look at the formation of your fingers, three fingers up, right? Your thumb pointed and your pinky down. God says you have to let go of some things, and it's going to hurt. And I'm sure that when Satan was in heaven, God didn't want to let Satan go because Satan could really sing. He was described as a beautiful angel, but he had to let him go. There's some things you have to let go. And what we said about people, we didn't say to just stop fooling with them. We said to pray for them. We said you can get rid of things, but people, we have to love our neighbor in spite of. Pray for them. Then it says that Jesus is to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. And it goes on to read and to suggest that blind Bartimaeus was blind, but he still called on the Lord. I want you to look at your baby finger. Your baby finger should be resting in the palm of your hand, and it should be down. Your thumb should be pointed sideways, and you should have three fingers up. I'm going to tell you what God is saying right now, and this is to the three people. This is to the three people, and I will let the rest of the group know when I'm speaking to the rest of the group, but this is to the three people. First of all, if you look at these three fingers, I'm going to say it again. These are your doors. God is getting ready to open doors. You're getting ready to receive phone calls. You're getting ready to receive opportunities. It is your time. It is your turn. There's a huge entrance door and a huge exit door. God says exit out of all the negativity. Exit out of anything that is not like him. He says let it go. Three doors. If you look at your pinky, right, and my pinky is actually in the palm of my hands. Looks like my pinky is resting. Okay? This represents if you look, I want you to just look before I tell you what God is speaking. This represents us as a people. We're too busy listening. God speaks of one person in particular, listening to people, negativity. Too busy in the middle of mess. God says it could be gossip mess. God talks about the marital mess. He talks about parenting mess. He talks about organizational mess. He says we're too busy in the middle of everything. But guess what? God's still going to bless you. We're too busy meddling into the middle of everything, other people's business. We're too busy just in mess. We're in the middle of everything. And he's talking about one in particular. And he says, you have no idea that there are three or more doors open, that the exit is huge and the entrance is huge. You can exit out of your storm right now. You can exit into your victory. You can go out, and God says he's going to bless you going out and coming in. So when you get to your victory in these next few days, God says he's going to bless you when you go in, and he's definitely going to bless you when you come out. So either way it goes, you're going to be blessed, all three. But he says there's one, and I'm still speaking to you, yes. Speaking to you. It's time to, and when we talk about growing up, you're not a teenager. You're in the middle part of your life. It's time to stay out of mess. Gossip, talking about people, that it's time to stop. Stop it. You love God. If you didn't, you wouldn't be on this line and you wouldn't be attending church. Stop. This pinky represents that. Listening, refusing to turn to Christ. There are doors open. And you will see these doors because God says the word of God is electrifying. So I want you to go ahead and raise that pinky up. If you look, you have your thumb still in that position. Your thumb should not be up. You have your thumb in that position, and you have four fingers up at this particular time. I want you to put your four fingers close together. And this is for everybody. This is everybody's message right now. Your pinky is the smallest finger that you have. We're just comparing these four smallest. God says, your pinky job is to continue to have faith. That's your pinky's job. God says he's not asking for gigantic faith. Look at your other fingers. He's not asking for gigantic faith. He's asking for pinky faith. Right? The next finger. God says this finger represents the ability to continue to walk upright. He says because this finger closest to your smallest finger. And depending on if we continue to listen to negativity and continue to be in the middle, God says this finger no longer rests on faith. It has no choice but to rest on something else. And God says, if you're not in faith, and if you don't have faith in God, nothing's going to happen. So this other finger, this is the indecisiveness of, do you want Christ or do you want the world? God likens this particular finger here, this by the pinky finger, as how sometimes we go to church on Sundays, but the rest of the week we're gossiping, we're talking about somebody. Our behaviors do not show that we've been to church nor that we know Christ. He says, so this is the iffy finger, okay? So this finger right here by our little pinky here, if our pinky is listening to all this garbage and mess and being in the middle of things and starting stuff, then there's no way that this particular other finger can rest on faith. So then you have this finger right here who's just out there listening to the world. Right? Then you have your third finger. God says, this is God. Because he's in the middle of everything. God says that when we decide that we want the world, God says he's still in the middle of our lives. He still holds our lives in his hand. And then, of course, this other finger, right, represents the connection to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When are we going to be connected to Christ? Right? God says sometime this finger, if you notice, that's closest to the thumb, cannot really reach the thumb. It's not, the thumb is a little bit spaced out, right? The thumb is not as close as these other four. And I haven't even told you about the thumb yet. The thumb is the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And God says, when your thumb covers, he says, I want you to hold out your hand, and I want you to make a fist, and I want you to make it tight. When we are in prayer constantly, look at all of your hands and look at your thumb. When we're in prayer constantly, Jesus says he is able to cover us. He says, and do you see any type of darkness? God says he's not saying that the storms won't come. He says, but you're going to be covered when the storms come. You're going to know how to get out of those storms. Those storms don't belong to us anyways. God says, if you look at it, he says, use your other hand. And in this case, I'm using my right hand because I have my left hand in a fist. God says, even if your right hand comes over, your right hand has to meet up with Jesus first before your right hand can get to any of your faith, any of your indecisiveness, any of your the love you have for Jesus, the first encounter that this other hand, and God calls it the world, will have is the covering of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God says you must be covered at all times. When I say covered, and I'm speaking to the three and I'm speaking to everybody, always stay in the Word of God in season and out of season. It's very important, especially since God has chosen a particular moment at this particular time. It's very important. Keep your hand on the fist. It's very important that you remain covered. If you don't feel comfortable praying for yourself, praying over yourself, go to someone who's really anointed. I'm not talking about these people who God didn't call, and they know if God called them or not. I'm speaking someone who is really called by God, and you will know. God says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. These people who are called by God, go to these people and have them pray for you. It's very important that we remain covered. It's very important that we remain on our knees. Notice that when we're on our knees, look at my hands. Look at your hands. Look at that fist. It's tight. You don't see any darkness. Stay on your knees and pray. And that's just an analogy. You can pray to God standing up if you want to. But God says remain covered. Very important. It's the most important thing that could probably happen. Remain covered in Christ. Very, very important. You can unfold your hands. Ladies and gentlemen, there are three. This is not I think it's three. This is I know it's three. There are three. We have to make sure, we have to make sure that we continue to walk in the Spirit of God. We understand that there's some hurt, there's some anger. Everybody goes through storms. There's not one person who does not go through storms. And literally, there are 200 people on this line, and it's almost 12 o'clock. And out of those 200, it's three people between now and next week that God is going to bless real good. And we're not we're talking about God blesses us anyways, but he's going to bless real good. Now, on my next page here, I have the purpose of the spiritual guide as we begin to study and journey. This guide is to define the faith walk with God. How do we define the faith walk? We're going to use many visuals with our hands, I see. Right? Defining the faith walk with God. We're going to identify the principles involved in our faith walk. We're going to increase our faith and awareness with God, and we're going to evaluate our walk with God. It's very important, and I'm speaking to the three in particular, it's very important that when we walk with God, we have to have discernment. Some people, God said, they can just, I mean, they can be so negative in the darkness, but when it comes to light, then they want to be positive. You have to be very careful about listening to what, when God blesses, a lot of people begin talking, a lot of people. And so you have to be careful about what your ears hear. You have to train your ears to hear the voice of God. God says that's discernment. So those three, you need to pray unto God. Lord, I want to be able to hear your voice. I want to know that it's you. Because God is going to bless you. When he bless you with all this, then you're going to have the freedom to do what you want. But take care of everything that God gives you. Okay? So that's the purpose. Now, when we look at the personal faith walk quiz, I have a couple of questions. I want you to get a sheet of paper, or you could think about this, and then I'm going to bid you good night in just a second. What does my walk with God look like? What does my walk with God look like? And this is basically your personal evaluation of yourself. What does your walk with God look like? What does it look like? When we talk about the walk with God, are you walking by faith? Are we walking by faith, like we said? Or are we, are we look at our walk with God? Are we walking and saying, I love the Lord, but we're gossiping and causing trouble? What does our walk with God look like? Are we praying? Put your fist, bow your fist up. Are we praying on a daily basis? Are we? Okay. So what does my walk with God look like? Not your neighbors, not your spouse, not your parents, not your children. What does your walk with God look like? I'll give you about 5 seconds, because everybody knows, or you should know, what your faith walk looks like. If you say, well, my faith walk is gossiping, stop it. My faith walk is being negative. Stop. It's a difference between being negative and giving suggestions. Stop it. We're trying to walk so that we can have healthy hearts. If you are secretly putting somebody down, stop. God hears you. Stop it. Okay? Number two. And I'm going to give you about 5 seconds for that first one. Am I evaluating my walk with God daily? Which basically translates to, am I reading my Bible daily? Do I allow people to dictate how my day will go as far as my disposition? Am I evaluating my walk with God daily? Meaning that when you get up in the morning, you say, I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to treat everybody like I want to be treated. How are you evaluating yourself as a person? We can point out everybody else's faults except our own. How am I evaluating my walk with God daily? It's a yes or no question, and how? What can I do to have a closer walk with God? What did we talk about? We talked about prayer. Right? We talked about believing in God. We talked about having faith in God. That's what we talked about. That's exactly what we talked about. Our walk with God. That is what we talked about. Right? So what can I do to have a closer walk with God? And that's a personal thing. If it's forgiving more people, then say forgiveness, because we're working on the heart. If it's to stop lying, then stop lying. Okay? It's up to you to, what can I do to have a closer walk with God? Okay? I cannot believe that 250 people are on this line. Y'all are supposed to be asleep. All right. So to sum up our introduction, there are three individuals. Tomorrow and next week, expect a huge blessing from God. And I'm going to tell you again, I cannot reiterate this. I cannot do it. I cannot reiterate this enough. Take care, take care, take care of what God gives you. We're talking about huge. Don't, because you have, don't just go haywire or wild and forget about God and just waste this huge blessing. Don't do that. Be very strategic. We didn't say be stingy with the blessings that God give us. Be strategic with the blessings. If it's needed, do it. And we're not saying neglect either. If it's needed, do it. But if not, don't. It's very important. That's a very important concept. These three individuals. Also, make sure that you understand and know the voice of God. Right? Ask God for that discernment. Because once God trains your ears, you'll know if that's from God or if that's just something made up. Very important. Also, another thing, God says he wants to be in the forefront. Right? And God says he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches. And he will. And he will give us the desires of our hearts. It's very important. And I'm speaking to the three. And I know, I'm going back to that one, I know. I know that there are some dark places right now. But God says he looked beyond your faults, saw your needs. God says stay out of the middle of things. Some battles that you run to is not yours. It's not. You've been through a lot. Stop running to every battle that you hear about. Being in the middle, getting in the middle, gossiping. Whether it's secretly or open, stop. God is getting ready to do something big in your life. It's time to grow up. There are no babies. There are no babies on this line tonight. None. You have a couple of young people, but there are no babies. Okay? So it's time to grow up. It's time to start living for God. And it's time to begin perfecting our walk with God. It's time. Okay? So be sure to join me on next week. Same time, same place. Spiritual God on the Go, perfecting your walk with God. By Dr. Afrita Love. If you need a book, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or go to bookworld.com. We'd be more than happy to give you a book. It's very important. This walk with God, and I'm speaking to the three. There's 250 people on this line. I'm speaking to the three. It's very important. It's very important that you take care of what God is giving you. I'm going to say it again. It's going to happen quick. It's going to happen fast. It's going to happen in a hurry. You're not going to have time to say, how did this happen? You'll say it afterwards after you, you know, I was going to say come to, but after you just discover that, wow, this is real. It's going to happen fast. God says there are some doors open, opportunities. To the one who likes to be in the middle of things, God says that he really wants to bless you. He knows that you love him, and he loves you, but he wants you to stay out of the gossiping and the mess. It's too much. And you're missing out on the voice of God because you're too busy listening to this foolishness. Grow up a little bit, okay? I'm looking at all these individuals. If you want to say something, you can. I just feel like there are some individuals on the line who may just need prayer. And I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to go to my announcements, and I'm going to bid you good night. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you for just the revelation of continuing to perfect our walk in you. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each person who is showing up, Heavenly Father, on this particular night, Lord. We ask, would you continue to bless their families and everything that they do, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the three recipients that you have called and you have said will receive your favor, grace, and mercy. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that each person would be just great caretakers of what you have given, Lord. We thank you in advance for everything you've given and the things you're going to do, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless us to before you, Lord, in which you bless our thinking and increase our territories, Lord. Increase our prayer life, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, if there's anyone who's in the middle of chaos, messiness, gossip, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it, Heavenly Father? Lord God, as we come unto you, we ask, would you bless each person who is on this line, all 250 individuals? Would you bless them all together? Then would you bless them one by one? Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless this ministry, the AfritaLoveShow.com, to continue to reach the masses through the word of God. And we ask, would you bless this book study to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the demonstration. We thank you for the pictures. We thank you for just revealing to us what is about to come. We thank you for each of the recipients, Lord, and we thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. We thank you for the days to come because we know that every day gets sweeter than the day before. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you keep us crowned from the top to the bottom? Would you bless our hands, everything that we touch to be successful? Would you bless us and teach us when to speak, Lord, and how to speak, Heavenly Father? Would you ask that you continue to bless the preach word, Lord, and bless those who know you and those who do not? And then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask, Lord Jesus, would you bless our children all over this land and country and help us to be what you would have us to be? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for remaining awake to listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. Be sure to text someone. Tell someone that AfreeToLoveShow.com is online and that we come on, every Tuesday at 11 p.m. nightly. Remember, on Monday, God's will, we go through our needs and wants. Then on Wednesdays, our prayer night. And, of course, we're going to have a couple of interviews as well. I want to say to the three, and in some of these instances, you know, your host is included in some of these numbers, and I'm just going to refer to the three as the Lord is showing, because he says, I have no respect of persons. And he's not talking about respect that we're supposed to give people. He's speaking about everybody is subjected to blessings and favors. Everybody is subjected to storms. But with the three, it's very important that in the next few days that there's a covering. When I say covering, I'm talking about God's anointing is going to come first. His anointing is going to come first. And I'm going to say this. The person whom I'm speaking to, and you know exactly who you are, who's always in the middle, God has called you. You're already called. You're already in the field. You're giving the word of God. Right? You're giving the word of God. So if we're giving the word of God, we have to be examples. We have to be on the front. God says we have to be on the front line. And whether this is gossip secretly, stop. Because God says you're missing a lot of doors. And we're supposed to be imitating God, not foolishness. And so God, he says in spite of, he says because he wants us to taste and see that he's good. He says, but turn from our wicked ways. It's very important. When I pray on tomorrow, God's will, I'm going to pray for each person who was on this line. Very important. We have to. Very important. There are some doors that are going to open. And God is speaking to the whole crowd now. There are some doors. Lots of doors. Says all we have to do is walk through. Okay? It's very important. Very important. I'm just going to be silent for a little bit. It's 250 people, and I'm receiving texts and emails. And no one wants to say anything they say because it's clear. And you know, God is amazing. I'm not amazing, it's God. I mean, that's God just revealed his will, and I just went with it. I just basically repeat what God is showing, you know. So I'm going to just be silent for about 5 to 10 seconds, and then I'm going to go to the announcements and bid you good night. All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook AfreeToLove at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfreeToLoveShow.com. And also, when you're listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, you can get into the studio by going to AfreeToLoveShow.com and then go to number 1 Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. studio. Can you believe that? You'll be right in the studio. And so you can listen live, or you can listen to any of the shows that we've had in the previous years or right now. So be sure to listen, and be sure to enjoy, okay? All right. What else do we have? In addition to that, just continue to pray unto God. Pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Now, let me ask you this, and I'm going to say this again. When you've prayed for your family members, okay, remember I asked you a couple of days ago, or maybe yesterday, I asked you, I said, if you have not spoken to your parents in years or whenever, if you haven't spoken to your parents, you need to. And I said you needed to do it. It's very important. I want to, as God is showing me this before we get off, because this ministry, as I said before, is therapy plus, it's just the word of God. It's the truth, and I can't get around it. The thing about it is, it's very, very important. Your family, your parents are very important. If you have not spoken, and it doesn't matter if you're grown or if you're a child, if you have not spoken to your parents in more than one day, you need to do that. If you have not spoken to your parents in over 10 years, shame on us. You need to do that. It's very important. Artery in the heart. And we're talking about spiritually. We love God, but then we have aught against our blood, brother or sister. That doesn't make sense. It's very important. Life is too short to be angry, and life is too good to hold grudges. Life is way too good. There are other things to do besides being mad, a whole bunch of things to do. Very important. Okay. All right. In addition to that, make sure you check out all the websites. I'm not going to hold you guys too much longer, but check out all the websites at freedomloveshow.com, at freedom.hubpages.com. Also check out StellarGospelMusic.com, and be sure to just continue to pray for everybody. Pray for our kids. You know, I wanted to say something about that. I was reading in the newspaper and online about a 10-year-old boy. He was a twin, and he was shot. And so his other twin was holding on to him, you know. It's very important, whether you're in Chicago or any other place, that we're very careful. Our youth are being shot and killed. This is like the second student. You've been doing pretty good with the water. I have to go back to my speeches here, I guess. I don't know. You've been doing pretty good with the water. You've been doing pretty good with, I've heard of one other incident when somebody put their baby in a freezer, I have no idea, or something like that. But now I'm hearing about kids being shot. Be careful. Kids are outside more. You know, school doesn't start for some kids until about 2 weeks. So it's very important that we're careful. You know, continue to take your kids out of the car when you go to the store. You know, the biggest thing, as I said before, is that, you know, we have violence. The young lady, she was just going on a jog, and she was killed brutally. I mean, was that necessary? No. She was going on a jog. It's very important that we take out this fleshly desires and, you know, just, I mean, you have to put yourself in these people's shoes. Before you do anything, put yourself in their shoes. Before you do anything, put yourself in their shoes. Period, point blank. It's very important. Very important. So what I need from America, from the whole United States and outside of America, is I need for you to take care of your kids and take care of the kids that you run across. There should not be any kids being shot or shot at. It doesn't make sense. Babies placed in freezers, and that doesn't make sense to me. If you don't want to give them up for adoption, simple. You know, I want to say that I'm proud that we haven't had many casualties at the pool. I'm excited. I'm happy for that. But we have to do better with maintaining children. And we're talking about, you know, children being shot and all that stuff. We have to do better. Okay. All right. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love that you have, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, be sure to come back on tomorrow because we're having prayer. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.